This work immediately stands out for its great simplicity and austerity, despite the fact that the products depicted are somewhat luxurious. Although the sweet treats on display reflect a certain affluence, the way in which they have been arranged and framed by Tomás Yepes, the most outstanding still life specialist in Valencia during the Baroque era, lends these objects the characteristic humility so often found in his painting. The confectionery is also accompanied by fruits that allow us to establish the time of year in which the scene is set. On the large napkin there are bright cherries and ripe apricots, while the apples and pears, a little past their best, tells us that their season has passed. Thus, these fruits indicate that spring is coming to an end and summer is around the corner. They also embody a natural sweetness as opposed to the artificial, albeit delicious, flavor of the confectionery. In this respect, there is also a fascinating contrast between the rather random presentation of the fruits, as though they had spilled out naturally when the napkin was opened, and the rigorous placement of the cakes on the dish. In fact, the entire rear section of the painting features items made by man, both food products and their containers. From left to right, there is a cork cooler, a bottle covered with paper, a glass, a metal dish holding the cakes, and a large wicker basket filled with loaves and rolls. We should remember that, as an indicator of pride in one's social standing, still life scenes not only present the food products that their owner could afford, but also the utensils they owned and the aesthetic taste they wished to show off. In more general terms, this work articulates an intriguing dialogue between nature and civilization. In other words, between the natural sweetness of the fruits plucked from the tree and the sweetness of the confectionery prepared in a kitchen. In turn, this juxtaposition is accentuated by another contrast, namely that of light and shade, which is a characteristic feature of naturalistic painting. While the fruits in the foreground appear to be lit by the whiteness that surrounds them, the cakes in the background remain in shadow. This serves to underline their longer-lasting character, as though they were waiting for their moment, in contrast to the ephemeral prominence of the natural produce.